So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Let's connect the dots between Saturday and where we are today with Krasner. You know, many times progressivism, the No Kings rally, these crazies, the world of unreality, just that mindset is silly. Woke, silly, right? But also underneath that progressivism is the fact progressives get people killed. That world of unreality, that world of ideology that doesn't work, gets people killed. And that's why this young woman is dead. This guy should have been behind bars that allegedly did it. And probably some people helping him burn the body, burn the car, and do other things, allegedly. He should have been beyond bars, not just for the other strangulation issue. He should have been behind bars for any number of things he committed. He's a walking menace. But that's progressivism. But broader, what we have to face, and I want to link it. I'm going to get on the show tomorrow, Henry. Jen Shoren, I know you're doing a million things. Jen Shoren, the DA. We had Fred on, of course. You know my heart in that race in Bucks County. Maybe we'll get Pat Pomrek on, who makes this case every election, and she's right. We don't want Krasner. We don't want Philadelphia Light coming to Bucks County. Bucks County is the last remaining bit of sanity. If Herron and Shoren are defeated, slowly but surely, Bucks County will not be a beacon of sanity. You have Philadelphia, which is a cesspool, and that's how you can have a guy like Krasner continue down this road. All these victim payments off to the Black Ministers Group. A more fraudulent group I can't think of this morning. I remember Dawn's just mentioning Sean Toomey killed, 14 years old. Remember that? We did a big event at the Five Points. And yet these people continue to vote for Democrats in Northeast Philadelphia. What is wrong with them? Well, they'll also get us killed. That's what it comes down to. Now, this happened pretty close to the Dom Dome. So Roe is very much paying attention to every syllable. And it's stunning. I look at the last elections, for example, a place like Chestnut Hill that you think would vote against Krasner in the past, no longer. Rittenhouse Square. They're insulated, they believe. Krasner is not going to strike them as it did this young woman and maybe that other woman that he strangled. So here's in a nutshell. What should be happening here with the media? Now, I respect some of them that they're not bloviators like I am. They're reporters, pretty much. Some of them did ask questions. The whole heart of this goes back to why more wasn't done to stop this guy. Krasner, we'll play you a little bit later, blames cash bail. You know, we still have cash bail. That's how he was let out of jail. He started going off on that. He started attacking judges again. Philadelphia City Council, these morons, should be calling. This is a widespread case for now, then it'll go away. It's close to the election. That's why he's a little bit worried. They ought to be calling for a full investigation. I'm talking about hearings under oath. Who are the people that made the decision, even with the video evidence, and the long criminal record, and just take a look at the guy? You know, in life, in sports, analytics are okay. Okay? Yeah, you got to be informed a little bit. But you know what? I look at Ben Simmons, sports, the eye test. That guy ain't playing for me. I don't care what you do. I'm not going to be associated with that. Yeah, but upside, go to hell. Look at the eye test. Look at this guy. Look at the track record. And you in good conscience are not going to move heaven and earth to try to charge him in the case of strangling the other woman? How many has he done this to? I think around the clock he was plotting to do it. That is the thing that should be analyzed. Because this is what Krasner does. Now, Henry's been able to call one off because this just broke. We'll have more. Then at the end, he brings up this flunky of his to talk about kindness is the watchword of the day. Now, the watchword of today is protecting Larry, particularly women. He made some remark, particularly these days for women. That seems chauvinistic, Larry. You might be right on that. It is about protecting everyone, but protecting women from predators like this. And you and all of your minions, deep down, you don't see the world. You don't care about it in that way. You have some kind of ideological bent that will not allow you to protect Philadelphians, protect women particularly. So what did they come up with? Now, you know how tight we are with the Fitzgerald family. Maybe we bring them back on again. Not the widow. The pain is too much. Sergeant Fitzgerald gunned down at Temple. Did they get all this call for gifts to the family and kindness and reaching out to them? No, they did not. Larry Krasner hates them because they're an articulate black family who wanted the death penalty for once in Philadelphia. Did Maureen Faulkner get that? No, she did not. You know that. Why are they doing it with this woman? Because the heat is on a bit. They're going to calm the heat down for a day or two, then it'll go away and they'll get somebody else killed. All right, here's a little bit of the flunky talking about kindness and a word salad about gifts toward the Scott family. All right. Okay. All right, so we'll play that here in a second. And again, that was the whole demeanor here that came out of this, in addition to the Krasner defense. Now, I mentioned yesterday, and we have a lot on the No Kings rally yesterday that was amazing. And the focus...
After speaking with the family...
All right, here's the guy.
Told us some things that could be helpful to them. And so myself and, you know, our office has decided that we're going to try to support them in their efforts to help them with their needs. But before I begin, I just want to make this announcement. I just want to say that Kayda Scott mattered. Her life matters.
Where's the evidence of that?
She was
buddy?
A kind woman.
Where's the evidence of that? Where's the evidence of that?
As the family has pointed out, Kayda was kind. She was kind in how she helped support the elderly
and
at her work.
Did you?
She was kind to her friends. She was kind to
her
family.
Didn't protect her.
Her school teachers.
The mob didn't protect her. You love Larry Krasner.
High school principals talked about her. Her college administrators and staff and professors have spoken about her. They talked about her contagious joy and
smile.
Okay,
Henry, thank you for getting that. That's about enough. But he went on with the gift at all. You know why, and you know exactly what's happening here. But I was linking this to the No Kings yesterday. And here is just a little bit. This will be cut 11. Here's a protester telling us Stephen Miller became a focal point of this. Not just Trump as a Nazi. They're really going after Miller as Joseph Goebbels. Like, he doesn't have the protection the president has. Here's how it sounded at the Seattle rally yesterday.
Who are you going to kill?
Nazis.
Who do you define as a Nazi?
What do you mean? It's pretty...
In this context, who's a Nazi?
Stephen Miller's a Nazi.
So you're going to kill Stephen Miller?
If I had a chance, yeah, I would.
I don't know if that's something I'd say on camera, bro.
All right, so Stephen Miller, I have more. Piggybacking off the No Kings rally on Saturday. Again, some of this political violence is real. A lot of it is people dressing up, getting off, and just attacking Trump. We have people not even able to answer exactly what their gripe is with him. But the bottom line is, progressivism of the sort of Larry Krasner is not just the silliness that we see. It is deadly. It's deadly. So what's the rationale? Inexperienced people at that level. Don't they have supervisors? All the rest of it about who set the car on fire and how many people and who was the tipster and all. Yeah, I know the media has to cover that. But how about a focus here on how does this keep on happening? One of the biggest I can remind you of, remember the guy that got out, similar sort of stuff, and he killed the Temple student just coming back to campus to wash his laundry. I think he was a senior. How often does this happen? Plenty. How often are people attacked, fearing for their lives because of this guy? Yet, unless there's something here that rouses, it will be another 4 years of Krasner. That's why Bucks County, my advice is, Pat Podreck, you're exactly right. Tell the people out there in insulated Bucks County, you don't want Krasner there. You have Jen Shorn and Fred Herron. You don't want these two phonies from Philadelphia coming and bringing what's been brought to Delaware County and Montgomery County. Although the DA out of Montgomery County, I'm being fair here, steals pretty good. I'm talking about the leadership. And in Delaware County, it's the whole thing. And horsey country is going that way. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me give you this side question today. Today, we're hearing, we haven't gotten the definitive yet, but that Brandon Graham, due to some difficulties on the edge there, might be coming back to your Philadelphia Eagles because he's only, by the way, you can call in. We'll take your calls. He's only been gone a few months, and he did pretty well last year before he got hurt. So we are looking for the all-time return or think comeback, but maybe not, you know, like we don't want a bunch of scores in sports that are comebacks, but a product, a person, an event, a country, something that came back, even if it wasn't as successful necessarily as it was before. That's what we're looking for. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. Hit us with that. Henry, let's start with you. Do you have one?
Yeah, I got a couple here.
Sure.
So I'm going to take off a product and then a person.
Sure.
The product I'm going to take off the board is the Polaroid camera. There has been a recent trend in the last, I don't know, I'd say 10-plus years of getting that kind of retro, nostalgic look to your pictures. You know, there are filters that make it look like you took your picture on your phone through a Polaroid camera.
Wow.
I think that kind of aesthetic is back. It's in, you know, it's in full force. I mean, it was the logo for Instagram for the longest time when the app first came out. It was an old Polaroid camera. So the Polaroid picture is definitely a product that has made a comeback. A player I'm going to take off the board here is former Eagles defensive end Josh Sweat. People forget that when Josh Sweat was in high school, he had a horrible knee injury, which the doctors were recommending, like, hey, man, I think you should get this amputated. I think you should really, you know.
That's a great one.
You know, get this leg off, or you should retire from football. He said, no, football is my life. I'm one of the best players in the nation. I'm going to Florida State. I can't have this happen to me right now. So he worked the rest of his high school career, the rest of his college career, worked himself up to be a fourth-round draft pick by the Eagles. And I'd say he was worth every bit of it, helping the Eagles win the Super Bowl last season.
All right, Kirk, how about you?
Okay, so I have two. Am I on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So I have two. Marvel, you know, the comics, what have you, DC Comics. You know, with all the comics now, there's movies, there's X-Men, there's, I can't remember the titles, movie genres, but that and Nintendo. I mentioned Nintendo a while back. Nintendo had the 64, SNES, now they're coming out with the Wii, and they're making a huge comeback in huge sales, so.
Okay, right. Got you on that. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. Your comments on Larry Krasner. We'll talk with Judge Dugan at 12:30 here, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Welcome in. By the way, I have some fun with this. It's interesting what Guy Shiraki thought. I put up on Twitter, I realize there's five big races. They can only put up four. In order, the ones I'm looking for, election night results to see what happens. No, I didn't put Krasner one. I put New Jersey governor's race one, and then two, Krasner, and then three, Bucks County law enforcement, meaning DA and the sheriff. And then four, the retention of the Supreme Court judges. And I realize those are a bit controversial. You can say, you know, the judges are more global, but the other two, they're here. They're where we live, right here. You could also say, well, you know, come on, Krasner's going to win and all that stuff. Okay, but I'm telling you what I'm looking for. To see what happens. And then I'll be drilling down to see how Northeast Philadelphia voted. And to see how Chestnut Hill and Rittenhouse Square voted the day after. When it comes to this guy. Who is just beyond insufferable. All right. Tell me. And Mondani, of course. That is going to add a lot to this. And again, I'll take a look at the Virginia race a little bit. Isn't it amazing? In such an off-year election, there are really big and important races going on right here in Philadelphia. And thanks to Scott Presler, New York Post wrote a glowing piece about him yesterday. A guy followed him for a week. How he's reaching out in these areas that nobody else does. Of course, Passaic County, we haven't forgotten about them. They're not going to have video protecting the mail-in ballot room. They're not going to have sign in and sign out. Well, Republicans are all over that. Republicans have to do and spend whatever amount of money it is to stop these cheaters in Jersey and to stop even the appearance of cheating. I would tag Linda Kearns in. I'd send her over there with a team of 100 lawyers that she chooses. You know, I'm sure Jersey, they have some bulldog attorneys too, but this Passaic County, Trump won it the last time. High Latino. And I'm looking at it, not one, not two, but three members of their city council are going to jail or under indictment. Even Philadelphia can't top this place. And they don't want us to see the vote count. All right, here's a little bit Krasner now on the bail issue. It's somewhat the bail issue. He's word salading it. The issue here is this guy should have been, they should have gone forward with the case, even though they only had the video evidence that the witness did not show up. Doesn't matter. Keep him in jail. Take a shot that you get a jury. He's strangling a woman on tape. Here's Krasner.
About how King is out again after multiple, you know, are you retraining people in your staff?
All right, so that's three questions. Let me address the third one. We are always trying to do better. We have already acknowledged, and I'll acknowledge again, we could have done better with respect to one or more of the decisions that were made in a case that was otherwise handled well. And we are looking at a variety of different options that I think are appropriate for the lessons that we have learned in this case. As for your other two questions, I'm going to ask Ashley Teslowski to come forward to answer them.
Again, all right, every time. Tagging this woman in like it's a wrestling match. He did it repeatedly.
You know what he also does repeatedly? He always goes, well, you asked three questions there. Oh, he asked five questions there.
He is snide, insufferable, insufferable.
Yeah.
And Larry, maybe when you're trying to be somber here because of this occasion, maybe you shouldn't be slurping Starbucks coffee and putting it under your table constantly. Maybe you shouldn't have people like your Chairman Mao on the little spot they're supposed to, each one has their spot on the floor. There's a paper on it that you have to stand on. Is anybody in the media? I have some colleagues. I know some of these people see it. Maybe not as violently in the metaphoric sense, you know, getting wound up as I do to impeach this guy. But do they not see this? Do they not get angry and say there's got to be a remedy, impeachment, defeating him at the ballot? Do they not get worked up? God, it is amazing. But drill down on that. That's where the issue is. That's where the investigation ought to be. He is funded by the taxpayers of Philadelphia, meaning city council, are the ones that appropriate the money toward the DA's office. They ought to be holding a full hearing on how did this happen. They won't do that because they're not interested in that. And when this passes with all the candlelight stuff and all that with Scott, they'll blame Trump. They'll blame Republicans. They'll say, I've seen it all over Twitter. White people don't care about this woman. On and on and on it will go. That's what Philadelphia is. That's what it has become. So, a week from, 2 weeks from tomorrow, we'll have a chance to see where people want to go. We'll have Judge Dugan on in a few minutes, and he can talk about it as a judge a little bit of exactly what happened here. No, these people know that Larry Krasner doesn't want to be prosecuting this stuff. If there's any way to avoid it, avoid it. Who was the supervisor of these inexperienced people? Does something like this, did they not go to Krasner and say, Larry, okay, what do you think? We got this case. This guy's a menace, all kinds of stuff. And he is strangling his girlfriend. Should we go forward even though the witness won't come in? He reads the docket. He gives them a decision. Is that too much to ask? No. Again, I just think, I guess to get through these news conferences, you have to be pretty calm. The anger that you feel here, if this doesn't have to happen, is stilled. And instead, he just insufferably, as Henry said, oh, now you've asked three questions. He can't help it.
He did it consistently, which I found crazy. It's like maybe they wouldn't have to ask five questions. You made yourself a little more available.
Yeah. Right. And also the snideness the whole way. But not only that, even for this, why don't they have a microphone there so that the media doesn't have to be, we're wondering, what did they,
It's not in the budget.
Yeah. No, he doesn't want a microphone there. Because then you would be able to hear this clearly, and he couldn't twist it toward whatever spin he's putting on it. The media ought to be saying, hey, put a microphone here so that people can hear our question. Then you can give your response. All right, let's go to Ed in Delaware. Ed, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ed, welcome in.
Hey, this is a pretty sad case. I share your dislike for Krasner. I think he appeases the black community. I think he's afraid to go after black criminals because he may catch some backlash from the black clergy and the black community. So he's kind of always afraid to go after the black criminals. He goes easy on them. Well, I was telling your producer there was a case a couple of years ago where there was a in Rittenhouse Square, a black guy with a gun shot another guy. They got in an argument. I think the black guy was delivering food or something on a bike. And they got out of the car and had an argument. He shot the white guy, and then the Krasner let him go.
Yeah, he was black. The other guy was white. And I'm in that film that was made about it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. That was another case where he let the black criminal go. I think that you got black people in charge in the city. You know, they run the city. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Ed.
I think they run the city, and they're racist.
All right, Ed, look, I'm not – Sherelle Parker's not racist. But Sherelle Parker, political cowardice, she didn't get involved in this DA's race. Maybe the person she wanted to run didn't run. I thought there was going to be a concerted effort to say enough of this guy. The ward leaders don't endorse him. They don't like him. He's out there on his own with the mob. And I'm not sure. I haven't looked in the last couple of days. How much does he still owe in taxes? How much does this guy, the chief law enforcement officer, on all his buildings and everything else? No, this is more ideological. Krasner hates the cops. That we know. He has said he's a defense attorney with power. That we know. And the rest of it, it's ideology. And his staff gets it all the way down. The way you advance is not by prosecuting and putting people in jail. It's by appeasing this ideology. And Philadelphia loves this ideology. Nobody's guilty. Nobody's done anything. Then everybody's on pins and needles in the media because this was a crime mystery story. And everybody loves that. Where is the woman? And then the shallow grave, and they have a tipster who apparently could have been involved in burning the car. And I drove by that parking lot several times, and that car apparently was in there, and she may have been in there, as best I can tell by the timeline. It is shocking. But the pedestrian part of this is this. This is typical of what he does. Now, this time just happened to be particularly egregious. That's the bottom line. And in any sane world, Philadelphia would not elect this guy. I've helped. I have regrets that we couldn't make it stick. We impeached him. Larry, you were impeached. That's never gone away. And we should try again. I've already talked to some people. I'm glad that if you're out there in Bucks County and you care about Bucks County at all, you should be telling everybody that you know, vote by mail, vote on election day, keep Bucks County from becoming Philadelphia. You have a chance. You have strong law enforcement, particularly for the suburbs in Heron and Shoreham. You can't go wrong there. The record is clear. These other two are both from Philadelphia and both suspect. Nobody's Larry Krasner. But you don't. Why would you want? Look at what Montgomery County has become as Philadelphia has seeped into it. Look at Delaware County, which I think is worse than Montgomery County. Look at what it's become. Now, Chester County's more removed, So it's starting to take longer to get to horsey country. But look at those yo-yos. The guy breaks out of prison just by scaling the wall because of their inefficiencies and what they weren't going to do. And they get reelected. They raise taxes 16%. They get reelected. So if you want Bucks County to remain a bastion of sanity, then we have to get Fred Herron and Jen Shorn over the finish line. 855-839-1210. Hit me on Twitter, too, at DomShow1210. Hit me with the idea of which one of these are you going to look at most on election night? Bucks County results. I'm looking at the governor's race first, which is really, really neck and neck. That would send the biggest shot, most power, and set up the midterms. I see a poll out today, though, that I think it might be an outliner. I think Mondami is going to be mayor of New York. Now he's so blatantly, he's posing with one of the guys allegedly involved with taking down the World Trade Center. I mean, progressivism, if he's elected, more people in New York will get killed. If Larry Krasner is reelected, more people in Philadelphia will suffer the fate of this young woman. That's what progressivism does. It doesn't dwell in reality. It is sheer ideology. And that is not just silly and gets people fired. It gets people killed. That's the lesson of this morning's news conference. And again, with Krasner, I want to be clear. Not that we don't say it often enough. There's only two avenues or three avenues here with this guy, probably two. One, impeach him at the state level again, make it stick this time, or defeat him 2 weeks from tomorrow. Those are the only avenues that you're going to find relief. Those are the only ways to go. We're not like the other side. We stay within the law. We stay within, and that's where our strategy has to be. That's what we have to dedicate ourselves toward. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Judge Patrick Dugan next. We'll see what he says as a judge about what Krasner says happened in this case. A little bit later, we'll talk with Dawn Fantasia, and we'll also talk with Scott Presler, Stacey Garrity on the show today. All that straight. Oh, he's 130, the judge. I'm sorry. Yeah, 130, the judge. Your calls are next. Hit us with that all-time return like Brandon Graham. I think he's coming back almost definitively, and I think he'll help them. You don't think so?
I don't think he should.
How come?
Because it's just going to end up like Kelsey's final season, where it's gonna look bad in the end.
And he's only got 10 games.
He got the storybook ending. I think he should just keep it.
Well, yeah, but I think if he helps them a little bit, they go back, they play pretty well. I think that's still a pretty good story.
I don't know. I don't see this team exactly going very far.
Well, that's
my issue with it.
And I would say Carson Wentz. How in the world all these geniuses in the NFL? Out of the whole world, this guy, I know there's another star. I know all that.
Yeah.
But that this guy's actually playing game after game in the NFL.
Straight, yeah.
I can find guys, you give me $100,000, which would be chump change, and within a week, I'll have somebody better out there.
Oh, absolutely.
I might have five guys better out
there. He's the ultimate panic guy. I mean, once his internal clock speeds up and he just starts making errant throws, it's over for him.
Unbelievable. What a blessing. All right, 855-839-1210. Ah, boy, Saturday, Diane Cardano, great turnout, great folks that we met, talking about selling your home, about the information you get. And Diane said there, and she says once again, home sitting on the market for months and months. You've seen it happen. People were afraid of that there. The photos look fine. The location's great, but still no offers. Well, my great friend, Diane Cardano Casascio, has sold hundreds of homes. She knows when your home sits too long, buyers start asking one question: what's wrong with this house? And when the price and your hard-earned equity start dropping fast, that's what people were asking about. Well, Diane gave great information. You can get the same help from her. By the way, a little bit down the road, too, I remember Pi Day. I'm going to be there this year. She goes to the Abington Firehouse Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And gives away pies, and great advice, and her book. So if you missed his seminar, okay, again, I'm not going to, try to encapsulate it in the way that she does. The staging, the sensibilities of what really, really works. you got to have at least a conversation with Diane Cardano. A lot of people were going to have her come and either through YouTube or come out physically and see their home to give recommendations. You can still gain Diane's insight. Just call her directly at 215-576-8666 or online 215-576-8666.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, you're with Dom here on Talk Radio 1210. By the way, Harry Enten, the pollster on CNN, we may play it later in the show, but the gist of it, the shutdown, he shows no change in Trump's popularity, meaning not even moving anywhere, if not going up. So, you know, Democrats don't like it. That was an inside story. The other side doesn't like it when you say they're going to be moving forward this week now that No King's Day goes away. It's not harming Trump. Now, I don't know about Mike Johnson. I haven't seen that. But with Trump, that's a major player here. There's no, the shutdown's really harming you. Not even a little bit. All right, let's go to Chad in Germantown. And Chad's on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Chad. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, it's Chad. It's Chaz from Germantown. I sat down court with you a few years back in that robbery, 1801 Vine down in Chestnut Hill.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Yes, the robbery, the robbery over Water Tower.
Yep, that was me sitting with you in court.
Oh, well, thank you, Chad. Thank you for your service and for that. And what an eye-opener when I eyewitness it on a nice sunny day. Right there in Chestnut Hill, you guys apprehended and they bring in an attorney that seems like we were on the Perry Mason show or something.
Yeah. Well, it probably was done more for that case down at 1809 for them juveniles than was for the, wondering about the prior complaint on this, on the prior kidnapping. I mean, What attempts did his office, do you know any attempts that his office, maybe this person was scared, and did the his office, you know, make any attempts to go out and pick this person up, you know, bring them to court? You know, I would have some questions.
Well, Chad, you know what? There we go. City Council is an unserious group, but everybody's glomming on to this woman's death. Investigate exactly what you just said. I want to know step by step by step why that was dismissed, each timeline, each moment, under oath. And to your point, I bet they didn't.
I know from, working prior, there was probably not much of a rapport now with the police department and his office. But, I mean, before, I remember going to court, and DAs would used to help other police officers, detectives, to help track down complainants, witnesses. I'm sure that's not happening now with his office. But I believe he does have his own staff, detectives, that can do this for him also.
Sure. No, that Chad, this is a great point. And again, the media now more interested in the arson of the car, co-conspirator. How about if we solve what you just said and people see what this guy's really up to day to day? They even if they want it to be extremely pro-victim, they're incompetent, I believe, by and large, particularly with all the people he's ousted in doing it.
He got rid of when he first went in. Still talk to DAs that all the ones he got rid of, right, a bunch of work for the Attorney General's office. They're still working, but just not for his office anymore.
But
there's a lot of more questions. You know what? Like I said, go back to what attempts did his office do? Did they just have some inexperienced ADA at court and just didn't know what they were doing? And you know, after two attempts, two failures to appear, you know, what attempts did they make to get this complaint? Maybe the complaint was scared, you know.
Yeah, and don't they have a supervisor? Don't they have to go to a supervisor to say, we're going to drop this, even though he's strangling a woman and they have the video?
Yeah, it's also up to the judge, too. I mean,
I agree.
You know, I don't know what measures, you know, were taken. My experience, after a couple times, they could ask for a continuance, but they obviously didn't withdrew the charges or whatever.
Exactly.
I'm sure what happened.
Chad, thank you, Chad, and thanks for your help. Thank God you were there. I would tell people, thank God I had a job where I was on at 3 in the afternoon then, where I could go down there with all these continuances and still show up time after time after time. The average person, that's how they win.
Yeah, that's what happens. You're able to sit there, and the average person, you know, they have to go to work. The working man has to go to work. They can't show up for things, you know, like that. And I just remember sitting with you there all day. I think you had your kids with you and everything. So I think your kids were there too. One of them. So.
Yep. Thank you, Chad, very much. So Henry, imagine beating DJ, not Luke, too tough in one-on-one in basketball, water tower. And I see something, of course, my observation of people passing a wallet at the door there on the other side of the basketball court. And I go outside, and the police have somebody in the ground, and then I ID everything, and they call me in. I think it was Larry Menti's producer's son.
Oh, really?
Who was robbed in broad daylight at Chestnut Hill at Water Tower.
Jeez.
Yeah. So after many continuances, and it's not like a courtroom, the judge says whatever he wants. The defense attorney did, so you know what? I did, too. I
mean,
it was nuts.
Everyone's speaking up.
I wish there were either a transcript or live of that in juvenile court. And they had a guy who had to be, and this is years ago, $200 an hour type. In other words, he's right. For something like this, it was all out to try to prevent, even though it was broad daylight, Chestnut Hill, the cops, you know, we handed them right off there.
Right.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
They made it racial. Could I describe skin colors and all this? And I said, Your Honor, I'm not going to say that. I know what I saw, and here's what I saw. Mr. Giordano, the guy whispers in his ear, and then he starts with the radio stuff, and we're off to the...
I'm going to pinch you in a certain light
here. Yeah, exactly. I just remember it was nuts. And the defense attorney and I may have stood up at one point on the witness stand, I'm just saying.
Why not? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was that
anything? Sounds like that type of courtroom.
Yeah. You're out of order. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hit us on the side question now. Somebody who made like Graham might for the Eagles, a comeback, a return, okay? We know Trump would be an answer. We know biblically you made a return. You can't.
Yeah, there's
that.
There was a few calls about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, they're always out. How many times we have to say we don't take Trump, we don't take the Bible because it's unfair. You can't.
Right. It's not even low hanging fruit at that point. It's on the ground.
Yeah, you can't bludgeon people who are trying to think of an answer. Yeah.
If you didn't hear me earlier, I apologize. This mic is a little bad.
Yeah, it's not mine. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So mine was mine. I'm taking two. Nintendo. Yeah. Like you had the SNES, N64. Now it's going to Wii. And the other Switch. Marvel comp and a Switch, correct. And also you have Marvel Comics and DC Comics. Now they're in the movies now. So comics were dying breed, and now they're in movies now.
That is a real good, that's outside the box.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
All right, so that's what we're looking for. Not so much a score comeback, but a comeback, a return of somebody as Brandon Graham would. Storybook, Super Bowl. Strip sack again? Probably not, but that'd be fun. All right, so you get in at 855-839-1210. The Krasner stuff is maddening. But the upside, well, by the way, I think Republicans are going all out in Jersey on this Passaic crowd. This has to be stopped. I don't know if Alina Hiba, I don't know if the Trump administration is going to get involved. They have to be forced to have video evidence of the mail-in ballot room, and they have to have sign-in and sign-out under penalty of law. This is one of the most corrupt places in Jersey, ergo, one of the most corrupt in America. And it's another sign they're getting desperate. Another sign they see the handwriting on the wall. This is going to be razor thin in New Jersey. But I am really watching the Bucks County race. I mean, we can really make a difference there. You're out there in Bucks County. You don't want Krasner-itis coming to Bucks County. You don't want Delaware County-itis. You don't want the Mr. Softy guy types. You want to stop it? Stop these Democrats. Vote for Herron and vote for Jen Shoren. All right, for years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Omega-3s as part of my daily routine. They support a healthy heart and cholesterol levels. They reduce inflation. They promote joint comfort. Taking them is one of the easiest things I do for my health. So now it's your turn. Give your body the support it needs to stay healthy, strong, and active with one of Rescue's Omega-3 supplements. Right now, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any Rescue Omega-3 supplement, including their most popular Rescue 1250. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Or use that code OMEGA50 online at res-q.com. Remember the code OMEGA50, O-M-E-G-A-50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free. Do it all at res-q.com. Okay, I see a really good one on here. Hang in, the guys with the comeback, the return. Really good one. Potential winner. Well, the Philadelphia Inquirer, Dawn Fantasia, you know her, Assemblywoman from Jersey, firecracker, got a lot to say coming up about drag and the NJEA at their convention, the history of drag. Drag this, drag for your students. Yeah, 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 drag at the teacher's convention. Reading, writing, I need a new podcast. Reading, writing, drag! Emery, promo material, get that out there. The NJEA will steal it. Better get that on before they grab it. There'll be a copyright fight. So Jimmy Kimmel interrupts that. I guess this is from the Friday night show, I want to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Kimmel has a man in drag mocking Eric Trump is unmanly, apparently, the Under Siege book with a bunch of kids. Now, wait a minute. Who are these kids that are here? Well, you know, I hope a lot of lawyers, and there were a lot of sign-offs, but these are like 4 or 5 year old kids, youtube.com/1210. All right, here's how it sounded with this dragster talking the Eric Trump book on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
I, Jimmy Kimmel, do I scare any of you?
No, no.
Really?
You just look amazing.
Oh,
why would that be scary?
That is so affirming. Thank you so much.
Oh my
you
God.
Guys look amazing too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I have a whole pile of books here. What if we chose one together? Because this is, after all, a democracy. As of this morning, it's still a democracy. I'm not sure.
North Korea or what in drag?
First up, we have Who Cares About Elderly People?
Yes.
This is collectible spoons of the Third Reich.
No, not at all.
Would you guys like to read a book by President Trump?
No, please.
Whoa, hold up. What about President Trump's least favorite son? Listen, we have to pay respect because this ghostwriter worked really hard on this. Is everybody here potty trained? Matthew, are you potty trained?
Yeah.
You don't seem sure. That's okay, because Eric isn't potty trained either.
Yeah, that would make sense.
All right, so Henry, these are, would you say they're five?
I'd say they're anywhere from four to seven.
Yeah, eight. I didn't see seven. Or eight. I could go for six, maybe.
Yeah, I would say that, too.
Yeah. And the dragsters up there and yucking it up with these kids. And, you know, the spoons, memorabilia, spoons of the Third Reich. And Eric Trump's not potty trained.
What are you ripping on Eric for?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He is. Let me try to calculate, just being around this. I've had him on at least 20 times. He is the most down-to-earth, really. I mean, you know,
he's interacting with all the Trumps. Yeah, he's
exactly. He's that's right. He's in allegiance to his father, et cetera. He's not doing anything. You know, Don Jr. gets wound up. We get it. It's the other side of it. Okay, but Eric Trump, and this is who they choose to go after in Savage with a bunch of kids with someone in drag. All right. That's one version of America. That's comedy. I'd love to see what that segment garnered. You know how that went. I didn't catch the name. Did you catch the name of the drag?
Trixie Mattel.
Trixie Mattel. Okay.
Another one made a comeback.
And Eric Trump is not potty trained. All right, kids. You know, and the other stuff. Oh, President Trump. How about Larry Krasner? No. That'll be next in Philadelphia. All right. New guidelines to embrace saturated fats. I don't know the craziness on this. Saturated fats, I still think, not good. All right, coming up, Dawn Fantasia. We'll hit this drag thing with her, and we'll talk Passaic County. She's the assemblywoman from Sussex County, great educator. Remember, she was with us with the bear thing and the trash cans, and that's how it started off. And where are we in the governor's race? And I particularly, you talk about synergy. The Philadelphia Inquirer just shockingly has endorsed Mikey Sherrill. They say she has actionable plans to produce more energy, not protect ratepayers. What? She's behind the windmills and build more housing. Hey, guess what? New Jersey doesn't need more low-income housing. Uh-oh. All right, before we go to Dawn Fantasia.
No, that's I'm just making fun of it.
Oh.
Breaking news. Shocker.
Oh, okay.
Shocker of the year here.
I thought you had Larry Krasner on the line there or something. See, Dawn provokes us, this frivolity. All right. I love when we have Dawn Fantasia on. And more housing. Now, the Inquirer, we the one that talks about open spaces and all the time. And some of that's fine. How in the world does Jersey need to clutter up and take away farms like that farm in Cranberry, New Jersey, so they can put in more, quote, low-income housing? The median, I saw it, Henry, the other day we were talking about this, and I asked Dawn, this can't be true. The median for a first-time house in Jersey is $586,000. How is that possible? Who's getting those homes then? How much money did he spend?
I ask that on a daily, since I live in Jersey, and it boggles my mind how that's possible.
I wrote that down. So it's at least $500,000. How's that possible? All right, 855-839-1210. Dawn Fantasia next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.